Chapter 4. A disc, a grill, and a tableau. 1412 CE to 1586 CE. Early in the 14th century, Italian philosophers and writers had begun looking longingly back to ancient Rome and Greece and trying to recapture what was regarded as a golden age of intellectual and artistic accomplishment. Ironically, in imitating the cultures of the past, the Italians laid the foundations of modern European art, philosophy, science, and political systems, and modern cryptology. Many of Italy's independent city-states were ruled by powerful families, for example, the notorious Medicis of Florence. Under such wealthy patrons, the fine arts flourished. Unfortunately, so did the art of war, as the city-states competed for trade and territory. Luckily, the art of diplomacy was developing too. Each of the larger city-states sent ambassadors to negotiate with and to spy on their rivals. And according to author David Kahn, the growth of cryptology resulted directly from the flowering of modern diplomacy. Most ruling families had at least one secretary who could encipher secret communications. And if any secret dispatches from other city-states happened to fall into their master's hands, the secretaries got to use their deciphering skills. The old reliable mono-alphabetic cipher was no longer so reliable thanks to those Muslim scholars and their discovery of frequency analysis. By the early 15th century, secretive Italian nobles had begun using homophonic ciphers that provided several substitutes or homophones for the most common letters of the alphabet. Here's a system similar to one created for the Duke of Mantua. So an E might appear in the ciphertext as a V, a 4, or a 7. But a monoalphabetic cipher with homophones is still a monoalphabetic cipher. And it's still easy prey for an experienced cryptanalyst. Frustrated at having their messages read by their rivals, politicians searched for a more secure method of enciphering. Around 1466, Leon Battista Alberti of Florence provided one. The term Renaissance man is used to describe someone who's well informed on a wide variety of subjects. If Leonardo da Vinci